It's Valentine's Day. Yeah? You thought much about this?
I didn't know it was coming up on us so fast, Michael Chow. This is scary.
Look, it's probably a significant day for those with significant others, but you know somebody who wasn't feeling the love on Valentine's Day? Captain Cook. Old mate James Cook, a.k.a. the big dummy who done got himself murdered by some Hawaiians. So let's chuck on some Valentine's music for Captain Cook, shall we? Anyway, Jacob.
Yes.
Instead of Valentine's Day, some folks choose to celebrate the anniversary of Captain Cook learning the age-old lesson of the more you stuff around, the sooner you'll find out. And boy, howdy, did Cap find out what exactly happens when you attempt to kidnap the king of Hawaii to get revenge on some natives who may have took some stuff from your big fancy boat. Now, obviously, not a great plan, Jacob. I mean, surely any accomplished captain might be like, oh, shoot, these islanders took my things. I better go have a mature adult discussion about this with the locals. But no, Jacob. Captain Cook, when a captain took matters in his own hands, decided to try and lure King Kalaniopuu onto his boat in an attempt to kidnap him. But these native Hawaiians, they don't play, including the king's own family. They were like, nah, bro, this is pretty sus, eh? So they weren't going to fall for this tomfoolery. And during the standoff, the Hawaiians clubbed Captain Cook across his big old head, stabbed him a bunch of times. So yeah, truly a Valentine's Day for the history books, Jacob. Now I'm going to ask you this, Jacob. At what point in this little story do you think Captain Cook thought to himself, ooh, I think I stuffed up. I better stop what I'm doing. Do you reckon he even got there?
You know, probably not. I don't think Captain Cook learned. All right. Maybe in like the final, you know what I mean, on the beach.
What, that last second?
Yeah, and he's like, this hasn't gone well. Smack him out there.
Sure as there's a big old hole in my back, I think I may have done something wrong.
You're listening to Nisha Daily on ABC Radio Australia.